What's your current take on how bevacizumab works and whether or not it might be more or less effective in the adjuvant setting?
It's a very interesting question. How does a drug work, which we know works in not just in colon cancer, but in various other tumors, and we all are willing to integrate in our clinical practice, and we have very little understanding about the mechanism of action. We know it works better with chemotherapy than without. Actually, it's largely inactive as a single agent based on second-line data in colorectal cancer, whereas in combination with chemotherapy and with EGF receptor antibody like cetuximab, it does seem to work. And when I look at the potential mechanism of action, facilitating drug delivery into the tumor by decreasing intratumoral pressure, a normalization of tumor vasculature or vasoconstriction, modifying immune response, activating dendritic cells, or even directly interfering with VEGF ligand binding with VEGF receptors on tumor cells, I really don't know. What I can see from my clinical point of view is bevacizumab works better in combination with other agents, which for me implies a more indirect mechanism of action, not a direct tumor hit. Because if bevacizumab had a great role in direct tumor targeting approach, I would expect some hint of either response rate or longer progression-free survival as a single agent. And this did not play out in the ECOG trial E3200, where, okay, not only response rate wasn't high with 3%, which we might not expect for bevacizumab, but also progression-free survival was underwhelming with just 2.7 months. So overall, I would say the mechanism of action that I would most likely postulate, it works in the first phase, activating drug delivery into the tumor and activating the efficacy of the combined chemotherapy or tumor-directed anti-EGF receptor therapy. In the second phase, we might see direct anti-angiogenesis approaches, which then prolongs duration of disease control and stabilization of disease.